Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day and another great week where we've spent all week counting votes. And they're still counting with 37, that's right, 37 House races that are not decided yet. Okay, of the 37, the Republicans have to win 9 in order to take control of the House. It is almost a done deal, but not yet quite a done deal. Is there some kind of cheating going on? Is there some kind of malfeasance involved with the counting or the counting in Senate races or governor's races like Carrie Lake's governor's race in Arizona or basically the Senate race in Arizona where Senator Kelly appears to have defeated the Republican candidate Blake Masters. That means there are only 2 Senate races left to go. One, of course, involving Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. That would be the runoff that is scheduled on December 6th. And the runoff will probably be very, very, very close, just as the general election was very close, with neither candidate reaching the 50% level. That's why they're going into the runoff. And there is that race yet to be decided, and the Nevada Senate race, where they always take a long time in Nevada Senate races or Nevada races generally. There's also a very close race for governor of Nevada, though that one looks like it's tilting more to Republicans. Now, why is it that the Republican for the governorship, whose name is Joe Lombardo, he is a sheriff from Clark County, the largest county in Las Vegas, he looks like he's going to be the new governor of Nevada, taking away a governorship from the incumbent, whose name is Sisolak. In any event, the idea is that elections, personalities still matter. Most people look at something a little bit more than just is there an R or is there a D after the name, and that's important. And in that regard, we also have the question of right now, should we get ready for Trump's announcement of candidacy? The New York Post, which is part of the Rupert Murdoch, part of the News Corp empire, it is published by the same people who published the Wall Street Journal, the same people who run Fox News. That is all News Corp. I've been to national News Corp meetings when I used to work for the New York Post, and it's a fascinating and wonderful organization that it publishes some of the finest people around and some of the most important voices around in the conservative movement and in America in general. And obviously Fox News is extraordinarily important to the entire American dialogue. In any event, on the front page of the New York Post yesterday, they ran a picture of Trump sitting on top of a great big wall and with some palm trees in the background. And the headline is Trumpty Dumpty. And it says, Don, who couldn't build a wall, had a great fall. And can all the GOP's men put the party back together again? Arizona, the state says that 518,000 uncounted ballots remain. The one thing that is important about those ballots is that, first of all, the fact that it's taking so long is nothing new. Arizona is slow in counting votes. And especially given the fact that Carrie Lake and some of the other Republican leaders want to particularly check those votes by hand, to have an audit of the votes by hand as they're coming in. But of those 518,000 votes, almost two-thirds are mail-in votes. And given the fact that mail-in votes have gone so overwhelmingly in Arizona so far toward Democratic candidates, in this case the candidate Katie Hobbs, right now she's actually lengthened her lead for governor. 78% of the estimated votes counted. Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State for the state of Arizona, with 1,031,000 votes. And Carrie Lake, the Republican challenger, she has 49.3% of the votes. In other words, there is now a difference of 1.4%, which is a bit more than it was. A Maricopa County voting official on CNN predicted that they would be still working at this with an uncertain result into next week. Listen, this is clip 14.
When do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total, those 400,000 plus votes?
Well, we have we will be going into next week. There's some onesie-twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law, but I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Okay. Early next week, can you give me a day? Are we talking Monday? Or
maybe. As long as you won't hold me to it, but I think that's what we're looking at this point. Again, given the number of ballots here, the Arizona laws that we have to follow, and the fact that accuracy comes first.
Okay, NPR is reporting that experts say a combination of Arizona's voting laws and shifting voter behavior are to blame for the long wait for vote totals. And tight margins mean outlets like the Associated Press can't call certain contests. One of the things, the Associated Press and everybody else is incredibly concerned about getting a call wrong. That has happened in the past at times. They've called elections for one candidate or another candidate, and that's ended up being overturned. They don't want to do that. Tammy Patrick, who's a senior advisor at the Democracy Fund, spent a decade working as a Maricopa County election official, mostly as a federal compliance officer. Maricopa is home to Phoenix and more than half the state's voters. And the lady they're talking about, who is named Tammy Patrick, says the nuts and bolts of how elections are run in Arizona haven't changed a lot since her time there, but she says voter behavior and political realities have. Now, what do they mean by that? The political realities in Arizona right now is look how close it was in the presidential election in 2020. It was within 20,000 votes that Biden won the state. But it's also the state now has two Democratic senators, one of whom's about to be reelected. It's going to have a Democratic governor, most likely. It used to be a solid Republican state. For back in 1964, Arizona, where Barry Goldwater was from, he was the Republican nominee that year. Arizona was the only state outside the Deep South in 1964 that went for the Republican. Other than that, it was a Democratic landslide. It is no longer a gimme state for Republicans. The kind of Republican that did very, very well in Arizona, always, never lost there, was John McCain. And he's gone right now. And his kind of Republican, I guess you could say Governor Greg Ducey would be representing that kind of Republican. But he declined to run for the Senate. He was term limited running for governor. And right now, the idea that Kristen Sinema is going to be up next time, she, because she is a more moderate kind of Democrat, remember all the fits she gave Joe Biden, that may be a tough senator to knock off. We're going to be speaking coming up to the idea of America divided, not between the blue and the gray, like the Civil War, but a different kind of colored, coded America. Talking about that with Joel Kotkin coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Medved Show, as the tension continues to mount in Arizona and Nevada, and those two states can help to determine whether the Republicans actually do take control of the U.S. Senate, in addition to the control of the U.S. House, which is almost a sure thing at this point. Now, you hate to say that, because the red wave did not entirely materialize, and a lot of things that looked like sure things for the Republicans, well, they didn't work out. Not entirely. But right now, the way the situation is that if all three of the Senate elections that haven't been determined yet, or if two out of the three go to the GOP, then there would be a GOP 51-seat Senate majority. If they go the other way, there will be at least a 50-seat Senate split, and of course that still goes to the Democrats with Kamala Harris. The Republicans basically, in order to take control, have to win everything, and have to win the runoff election with Herschel Walker. And they have to win this late count in Arizona, which is looking very iffy for the Democratic candidate, Blake Masters. His running mate, Carrie Lake, who was running for governor, and she is running much closer in her race than Blake Masters is in the Senate race, where this is already... The Senate race in Arizona is already being called. The governor's race is still out there. Carrie Lake, the Republican nominee for governor, former newscaster, had this to say about the situation in Maricopa County and in the Grand Canyon State. This is clip 1A.
There are over 620,000 ballots left to be counted. More than 380,000 of them, Chris, are people who took their early mail-in ballot, didn't want to mail it, didn't want to use one of those drop boxes. They chose to walk it up on election day to a polling place and hand it to a poll worker. And these are people who are going to go heavily Republican. And they have not been counted yet. The vast majority, we believe, of these votes left to be counted are going to go heavily in our favor. And they haven't been counted. Maricopa County and Arizona has been slow to count their votes. Once again, Maricopa County slow rolling the results. And it causes problems. It causes distrust in the system, and it really it hurts the whole country. Everyone's waiting to find out, will Blake Masters pull out a victory? I believe he will. I'm 100% certain we're going to win.
Okay, and again, 100% certainties have proven not to work out so well in this election cycle. She also said this, and this is a kind of thing that ought to be nonpartisan, it seems to me. Clip 1B.
But we need to get a system in place where we actually have results on election night. This is ridiculous. I've been sounding the alarm since 2020 with that election, which had major problems, and nobody wanted to talk about it. They called me an election denier. Well, here we are, two more elections since then, including the primary and this one, and we have the same problems. We can't have Arizona constantly holding the entire country up with election results. And when I win, when they announce my victory, and I think it will be soon, and we're going to win handily, we're going to get to work to restore faith in our elections.
Okay, restoring faith in elections, part of it could be, and I really don't understand why there is so much hesitation about it. Something we've talked about on the air, actually for years, we were talking about it on the air during the election of 2020, is we do so much by computers. We trust so much to computer connections. I mean, right now, every year, around Thanksgiving time, which is coming up, people talk about Cyber Monday, and there are literally trillions of dollars worth of transactions that involve everybody's financial future, paying your mortgage on the internet, which people do, doing all of that digitally. Why is it so impossible for this country, which still leads the world in the cyber world and in terms of advanced technology in that regard, Why can't we get to work on actually putting a system together where you can go in, you can cast your vote, you can get some kind of tab that shows you that your vote has been registered and how it's been registered, so that if you're voting for Carrie Lake, boom, it's registered for Carrie Lake. And then you can go home and the vote will be immediately registered. What is the problem with that? And why should that be so incredibly difficult? Lindsey Graham was also coming back to this idea of distrusting our electoral system. I, by the way, want to do nothing to undermine confidence in this system. It's just that it's shabby and disorganized, and it seems to me that we can do a lot better, and it shouldn't be a partisan issue one way or another. But when you say things like Senator Graham did on Fox News, it sounds partisan. Listen, clip three.
They're counting votes in Arizona. I like where we're at in Arizona. I love where we're at in Nevada. What are we going to do in Georgia? We're going to vote again, okay? Now, what Warnock said is the sign of a loser. That press conference today when he went after Herschel tells me he's losing. And here's one rule you should never forget in politics. The nightmare for an incumbent is to be in a runoff. Warnock is going to lose if we give Herschel the resources to get his message out. And here's the most important point I'm going to make tonight. They're trying to destroy Herschel to deter young men and women of color from being Republicans. If they destroy Herschel, it will deter people of color from wanting to be a conservative Republican, because you just have your life ruined. We cannot let that happen. We need to have his back. If Herschel wins, he's going to inspire people all over Georgia of color to become Republicans, and I say all over the United States.
Again, given the fact that Herschel Walker has been such a controversial candidate, I think it might be saying that he's going to inspire people all over the United States. There were outstanding black candidates who ran on the Republican line, and we've talked about many of them. John James won his race in Michigan, is going to be a member of the House. He has been an Army officer, and he's a terrific conservative black candidate. We had a wonderful candidate in Indiana who put up a good race but did not win, a black female Asian candidate. And yes, she's all three. In any event, the idea that Herschel Walker is being destroyed deliberately to prevent black people from moving to the Republican Party might be a bit paranoid, but it goes along with the idea that we're becoming two different countries, one red and growing and healthy, and the other blue and not. We'll talk to Joel Kotkin coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Friday is the 69th annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. Speaking at the event, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration believes veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. From all of us here at USA Radio News, if you are a veteran, thank you for your service. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And there's been a great deal of conversation recently about the difference between red and blue states. States that are overwhelmingly Republican and states that are overwhelmingly Democratic. And then, of course, there are swing states in between. Joel Kotkin is been described by the New York Times as America's Uber geographer. He's an internationally recognized authority on global economic, political, and social trends. His latest book is called The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. We've talked about it several times on the Medved Show. Joel Kotkin joins us. He has written a new piece about a tale of two Americas. Red states are growing while blue states are mired in lawlessness and decline. That appeared over in Spiked. What about the swing states, the famous purple states, states like Pennsylvania, which got so much attention, or states like Michigan or Wisconsin? Where do they fit in this tale of two Americas, Joel? Joel, are you there? Okay, well, good. I'm glad that's because I'm in a very blue state. But go ahead.
Well, I can outblue you since I'm in California.
Right. Right. Okay, so that is your fault. So go ahead. What about the states that are in between, that swing from red to blue and back again, which is an increasing number of states, especially since states like Georgia and Arizona, which are both pretty economically prosperous states, right? Those states used to be overwhelmingly red, but now they're more in between, aren't they?
Well, I think it all depends on the kind of, if you will, the kind of red you are. You know, for instance, I think if you take a look at DeSantis, you know, you have obviously Youngkin in Virginia, you have Kemp in Georgia, you have Abbott in Texas, and even though these people are conservatives and take unpopular conservative positions for sometimes on, let's say, abortion or guns, you know, not necessarily winners, but they are competent and they clearly have respect for the Constitution and they're not complete and total egomaniacs. And so when you are, so for those states, many of those states that you mentioned, Georgia, for instance, states that are like Arizona, which, you know, do tend to be more purplish, good, solid, a solid, sensible Republican conservative would probably win 40 to 45 states. I also think you have to look at the congressional districts, which obviously we're now looking at very closely. And even in New York State and California, there are quite a few districts, particularly suburbs, exurbs, rural areas, that actually became, you know, somewhat more Republican. So, you know, it's a very mixed picture. I think if you take out the abortion decision, which, you know, obviously you can't, and if somehow Donald Trump would be transported to a different planet, I think the Republicans would do great.
This is, I don't know if you saw Nate Cohn's piece today in the New York Times, but he was talking about how it was really two different elections, and because for a bunch of states, including some of the states like Ohio, where Republicans, yes, did very well this time. I mean, particularly Governor DeWine. I mean, he won by 26 points. It was a landslide, but that in states where there wasn't a hot issue of abortion, a real fear that the legislature was going to immediately impose all kinds of restrictions on abortion, and states where the Republican candidates did not emphasize the stolen election narrative, those two things, the what people perceived as the attack on democracy and democratic function, and what people saw as an assault on what some people consider a basic human right, which is the right to abortion, that in the states where those weren't issues, Republicans, as you said, cleaned up. They dominated. Do you buy that logic?
Yeah, I think that's you know, part and parcel, really, a very parallel to what I did in the red states piece. In other words, that where Republican governance has been good and has not created terrible strains, I think they've done very well. I mean, let's face it, if Governor Ducey had run in Arizona, he would have won easily. If Kemp had run for the Senate in Georgia, he would have won easily. I mean, this was there was no reason how Fetterman.
How do you lose to Fetterman, right?
Fetterman because you run a terrible candidate. That's how you lose.
You know what? I was just reading a piece in The Hill where they did an analysis of the youth vote. Fetterman would have lost in a landslide if it hadn't been for voters under 30. And he got 70% of all voters under 30. So what is his special appeal to young people? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he seems like the kind of guy who's spending a lot of time in somebody's basement playing video games or something. But, okay, let me go back to this question, this basic question about the two Americas that you're writing about, speaking of Joel Kotkin. What do you say to the people who say, when you look at statistics on health that are accepted statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health, virtually all of the states with the lowest life expectancy and the worst health statistics are red states. Almost all of them. And predominantly they're red states in the South. How do you explain that?
Yeah, first of all, the South has a burden of history, which, by the way, has a lot to do with the fact that both poor African Americans stayed there, and poor African Americans have really not good health numbers, and you have a lot of poor whites too. So, the South has a legacy. You have red states like North Dakota doesn't have this problem. Iowa doesn't have this problem. There are red states where people do quite well. The big thing with some of the blue states is, what's odd is, A, they tend to have, some of them have very small minority populations, like Portland.
Vermont would be a good example. It's a blue, right, some blue states.
Right, and these are states where, most of the people are affluent, most of them are white, or in the case of, let's say, Washington State, they're white or they're Asian. So I think I just don't see where you can make that argument. I mean, in other words, states.
What about crime rates? Do you say the same thing? Because, again, when you look at big cities, virtually all big cities are run by Democrats and they have very high crime rates. But in terms of states, there's no pattern that says that red states have lower crime rates than blue states.
No, I think that's true. That may very well be the case. The problem is the concentrated crime problem we worry about. Of course, it all depends what you're measuring, but the concentrated crime problem, the problem that we worry about, is when we go to Chicago and we want to take a walk around the block. I'm not worried about maybe I'm going to go to some little backward town in the South where everybody's carrying bazookas and maybe I'll get hit. I mean, this is that's not what worries me, and that's not what worries voters. And the bottom line is, big cities have high crime rates, and it doesn't really matter whether you're in a red state or a blue state, particularly because in most of the big cities in the South, the Democrats are overwhelmingly in power.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Joel Kotkin, his latest piece, A Tale of Two Americas. We will be right back. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it. and commercial free. MedEd Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedEd Plus member as soon as you can.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Spoke today. He was speaking to an assemblage of Democrats sponsored by the Democratic National Committee and speaking about love and harmony and post-election, actually trying to do some of what he has failed to do in his first 2 years as president, which is to unite the country, heal the soul of America, all of that. That kind of rhetoric is back. And the president actually, I think, trying to construe what just happened in this very intense election was where there was very high participation, particularly from young people. In any event, the president talked about working together with the opposition party. And given the fact that Congress is going to be, regardless of how these unsettled elections come out, is going to be very divided. There will not be a clear Republican majority in either house. There will not be a clear, decisive Democratic majority in either house. It's going to be right on the line again. So it makes sense, at least, that the president would make some moves in the direction of, okay, let's try to do things together. Here is the president of the United States, clip 5.
I also think the American people sent a message that they want us to work together. I've always done that. I know I got criticized for it when I ran. I said I was running for 3 reasons. 1, to restore the soul of America. 2, to build this economy from the middle out and the bottom up. And thirdly, to unite the country. Regardless of what the final tally showed, I'm prepared to work with Republicans. But the American people have made it clear. They expect Republicans to work with me as well.
Okay. Do the American people prefer actually having our two parties work together? Sure. Kamala Harris actually viewed this as election as a deliverance from some kind of apocalyptic end of the world threat. Here is Vice President Harris.
Our democracy is intact.
Yeah. Great to that.
Democracy is intact. This is what it looks like. And here's the thing. Some Democrats won and some Republicans won. That is what happens when more than 100 million Americans participate and vote in free and fair and open elections. And the people in this room and around our country made that possible by standing up for basic American values.
Okay, when have we not had, Vice President Harris, free and fair and open elections? Was the election that elected you free and fair and open? Was the election that elected President Trump in 2016 free and fair and open? The answer is yes, we have free and fair and open elections. And the idea that principle was threatened, was somehow at risk. Look, you can say whatever you want about the American system of elections and of politics, but for a long time, for the entire history of the Republic, it hasn't always delivered the best possible winners for a contested election. But the entire thing functions pretty well and can be sensitive to what the American people want, which is why you find the case every election. Some Democrats win, some Republicans win. Even the most notable sweeps still have winners for the other side and for the other party. And again, we've never had anything close to a 100% majority in the House or the Senate. Pat Toomey, who was a Republican senator from Pennsylvania, he's the senator who will be replaced. Heaven help us all. And the worst outcome of all in the election this week, Pat Toomey, who was a thoughtful, constructive, and really public-spirited, outstanding mainstream Republican senator, will be replaced by John Fetterman, who is none of those things. And I'm not even sure that John Fetterman, maybe I'll have to start his own caucus in the Senate of the United States. But Pat Toomey speaks about the electoral outcomes which did not amount to a red wave. Here's Senator Toomey.
First of all, let me be very clear. I think Dr. Oz ran a very good campaign. I actually think he was a very good candidate in a lot of ways. So the question that I think arises is, why did a good candidate running a good race in what should be a very good environment not prevail in a state like Pennsylvania, which is very, very competitive, always close, or almost always close? And I think a big part of the reason was that at the top of the ticket in the gubernatorial race, we had an ultra-MAGA candidate who never appeared to even attempt to expand beyond a hardcore base that was very, very committed to him. But he ended up losing in an epic beatdown.
Yeah,
epic. And it's very, very hard for candidates who are down ballot. And Dr. Oz, you know, so our gubernatorial Republican lost by like 14 points. Dr. Oz kept his race to within 3. It's really hard when that's what's happening. By the way, we had 3 House seats that I thought we had a very good chance of picking up in Pennsylvania. We lost all 3 of those, and again, I think it was a combination of a real problem at the top of the ticket, but also President Trump inserting himself into the race. He came to Pennsylvania, you know, late. I think it was the Saturday before the election.
He rallied with Oz multiple times.
It was never going to be helpful.
Okay, and never going to be helpful because the entire theme that President Trump was advancing which was the theme of the stolen election and overturning the election results from 2020. Never, ever, ever, ever explained how that was going to happen in 2023, which is coming right up. But the Nate Cohn made the point in the New York Times that one of the reasons that Republicans did very, very badly in places is when there was an emphasis on the stolen election narrative. And the gubernatorial candidate that Pat Toomey was talking about, whose name was Doug Mastriano, Mastriano had been there on January 6th. He was actually had gone to Washington to stop the steel movement, and he was very committed to overturning the election. What's fascinating is they just did an Associated Press a poll of 94,000 voters all across the country, all 50 states, 94,000 voters, representative group. It found that 44% of them said the primary issue for deciding their vote was not abortion, and it was not inflation, it was not immigration, it was defending democracy. And a lot of us, and myself included, sort of derided President Biden when he emphasized that defending democracy theme. But I think that the truth is that where it was on the ballot, because you had people who were running, and even if it wasn't Dr. Oz, who never made a big deal of the stolen election narrative, when you have someone like Senator, who's former state senator, Mastriano, who emphasized that, well, and people voted against it. That 44%, that was, by the way, 56% of Democrats, 34% of Republicans thought that defending democracy was the reason that they voted. We also have a little bit of a hint of some of the bitterness that is going to come out in the election for the nomination of the Republican Party. There will be a battle for the nomination of the Republican Party. I think it's very clear and should be abundantly clear because of the election results and how well Governor DeSantis did in particular, that Donald Trump is not going to have a coronation. He is not going to be immediately selected. And I know that the third-ranking Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik of New York, has gone very early, and she's endorsed President Trump for the nomination of the party. But it's going to be contested, and in a very spirited fashion. What are the American people really thinking, and what will really decide that struggle? We'll talk to Dr. Frank Luntz coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.